Smart Urban Growth Index, Mexico and Central America. First edition, Friedrich Naumann Foundation for Freedom. Opening. Cities are not simply places where we live. They are living organisms. They reflect our collective decisions, our shared dreams, and also our most costly omissions. Today, more than 60% of humanity lives in cities. By 2050, that figure will approach 70%. The question is no longer whether cities will grow. The question is, will they grow intelligently? This audiobook is the adaptation of the Smart Urban Growth Index for Mexico and Central America, first edition, published by the Friedrich Naumann Foundation for Freedom through its Klima Project and the region's Smart Cities Network. Over the course of these pages, we will explore what truly makes a city smart, how the performance of 23 cities across Mexico and Central America was measured, and what lessons we can draw to build a more just, resilient, and innovative urban future. Welcome. Forward. The project behind this index. This index was born as part of the Klima Project of the Friedrich Naumann Foundation for Freedom. Its objective is clear: to motivate decision makers in politics, economics, and civil society, especially in developing countries, to implement market-based policies and regulatory frameworks that promote climate-friendly growth. Within this project, in 2017, the foundation spurred the creation of the Smart Cities Network for Mexico and Central America. Its members are municipalities from Mexico and the Central American countries. The goal: to drive the sustainable development of cities that combine economic growth with efficient use of resources in order to improve people's quality of life. The network goes beyond the exchange of best practices. It also offers training programs, diploma courses, workshops, mentoring, and visibility platforms at international events such as the Smart Cities Summit. In 2025, as a result of this collective effort, the Smart Cities Index was launched, an instrument designed to make visible both the progress and the opportunities for improvement across the region's cities. The goal is to publish it every 2 years. As Elizabeth Magler-Klusserath, Director of Projects for Central America at the Foundation, expresses it: "May this document serve as a guide for decision makers in the region and as an invitation to reflect and move toward a more competitive, innovative, and human urban future. Innovation is the future." Conceptual introduction. What is smart urban growth? The global urban future will be divided between prosperous cities and cities in crisis. And that trajectory can be predicted and corrected by analyzing two fundamental dimensions: the hardware architecture of cities and their software architecture. The hardware, the intelligent design of public space. The hardware of a city is its physical infrastructure. And smart urban growth begins with the strategic design of three main components: streets, parks, and blue or green infrastructure. Streets require an intelligent network of roads with intentional connectivity, primary roads that structure mass transit and connect neighborhoods, and secondary roads that guarantee pedestrian mobility and neighborhood cohesion. Parks are equally essential. Every neighborhood should have a quality public space within 5 to 10 minutes on foot, ensuring health, recreation, community life, safety, and a sense of belonging. And blue or green infrastructure, rivers, streams, hills, forests, beaches, and lagoons, must be integrated with criteria for landscape design, recreation, and ecological protection. Not as barriers, but as active public spaces that prevent informal settlements and strengthen climate resilience. But it is not enough for streets, parks, and green infrastructure to exist. Each space must be designed as a distinctive and memorable urban experience. Cities that generate powerful experiences attract and retain talent, the most valuable asset for future prosperity. The software. The institutions that predict success or failure. The software of a city is its institutional architecture, and it too can be evaluated with precision, particularly through three dimensions. First, the ease of doing business and completing administrative procedures. Second, systems of co-governance and community self-management. And third, the financial sustainability of services and infrastructure. Smart cities are those where citizens take direct responsibility for their neighborhoods, where prices efficiently regulate the use of scarce resources like water, and where public and private investments are incentivized to build competitive urban systems over the long term. The Smart Framework, the Smart Cities Best Practices Manual 2.0, which serves as the foundation of this index, defines a smart city through five guiding principles grouped under the acronym SMART S for Startup, an entrepreneurial culture that promotes innovation and attracts creative talent. M for mobile, efficient, safe, and accessible urban mobility. A for accessible, equitable access to housing, services, and quality public spaces. R for resilient, the capacity to adapt to climate change, manage risks, and protect ecosystems. T for transparent, responsible governance, open data, and citizen participation. These five dimensions are the pillars of the Smart Cities Index. Chapter 1. Methodology: how each city was measured. The goal of the methodology developed for this index goes beyond the simple generation of measurable indicators. Its central purpose is to offer a strategic diagnosis of the current and potential state of each city. The construction process. For the launch of the index, representatives of 15 cities from the Smart Cities Network participated in the Smart Cities Summit held in December. The material generated in those first rounds was fundamental in shaping the final methodology. Through workshops, focus groups, and dialogues with local representatives, it was possible to identify which variables were most relevant for each regional context. The analysis combines specialized technical research, advanced artificial intelligence tools applied city by city, and a collaborative process with municipal stakeholders. Defining city in this index. One of the first methodological challenges was defining what exactly we mean by city. The index establishes that a city must have its own municipal government, ensuring a comparable unit of governance. The geospatial innovation. Geospatial analysis became the heart of the index. It allows for the construction of concrete indicators, both at the neighborhood level and across entire cities, in areas of mobility, resilience, and urban accessibility. To achieve this, the territory of each city was divided into 2 by 2 kilometer quadrants, a scale that enables detailed, comparable, and replicable territorial analysis. Types of indicators. The methodology combines 3 types of indicators. First, absolute quantitative indicators, which measure direct values such as registered businesses or Airbnbs per 100,000 inhabitants. Second, weighted qualitative indicators, which evaluate aspects such as the quality of municipal web portals or the identity and recognition of parks. Third, spatial indicators based on quadrants, which assess the territorial distribution of infrastructure, services, and urban assets through satellite image analysis. The 23 cities evaluated. The cities included in this first edition of the index are Antigua, Guatemala, Chihuahua, Guatemala City, Panama City, Culiacan, Desamparados, Durango, Guadalajara, Irapuato, Liberia, Magdalena de Quino, Mixco, Monterrey, Nogales, Pachuca, Playas de Rosarito, Puerto Cortés, San José, Santa Ana, Santo Domingo, Tecate, Tijuana, and Torreón. Each city was scored on a scale of 0 to 100 points for each of the 5 SMART categories, for a maximum total score of 500 points. Chapter 2. The Indicators: Measuring What Matters. Let us now explore the 15 indicators that make up the index, grouped within the 5 SMART categories. Startup City: Talent, Innovation, and Entrepreneurship. Indicator 1, University Offering Level. The first indicator measures a city's capacity to attract, train, and retain talent through the presence of higher education institutions. It considers both the quantity of universities and their quality and international reach. The cities with the highest scores in this indicator were Guatemala City, Panama City, and Guadalajara, each with 4 high-level universities. At the other end, cities like Desamparados or Antigua received partial scores, reflecting their dependence on the university offerings of neighboring cities. Indicator 2, experiences and local identity. This indicator measures how attractive a city is for living, visiting, and enjoying, evaluating its main cultural, recreational, and urban destinations through the collective ratings on Google Maps. Guadalajara ranked first with 81.5 out of 100. Panama City followed with 78.1, and Monterrey with 77.7. Indicator 3, rideshare apps. This indicator evaluates the real availability of transportation platforms such as Uber, Didi, or InDriver, not just whether the apps officially operate, but whether active drivers exist to make them genuinely usable for residents and visitors. 19 of the 23 cities achieved the maximum score on this indicator. Magdalena de Quino was the only city without any operational platform. Indicator 4. Airbnbs per 100,000 inhabitants. This indicator measures the scale of the short-term accommodation market as a proxy for the tourism and collaborative economy. Antigua, Guatemala leads with 2,509 listings per 100,000 inhabitants, a reflection of its appeal as a heritage tourism destination. Indicator 5, businesses per 100,000 inhabitants. Economic vitality is measured by the number of formally registered establishments in proportion to the population. Guatemala City led with 14,142 businesses per 100,000 inhabitants, followed by Antigua with over 10,000. Mobile city, mobility, density, and road connectivity. Indicator 6, population density per square kilometer. A city with adequate density allows people to walk more, use cars less, and sustain efficient public services. Desamparados, with over 10,000 inhabitants per square kilometer, ranked first in this indicator. Guatemala City and Guadalajara followed closely. Indicator 7. Road connectivity. This indicator measures the presence of a hierarchy of primary, collector, and local streets within each quadrant. Guadalajara ranked first with 81% connectivity. Chihuahua and Culiacan followed. Indicator 8, innovation in transport technologies. This indicator evaluates the presence of sustainable and innovative transport systems, cycling infrastructure, pedestrian corridors, bus rapid transit systems, light rail, cable cars, or shared scooters. Guatemala City and Guadalajara led this indicator with developing cycling infrastructure, consolidated BRT systems, and innovative transport solutions. Accessible city, housing, ordered expansion, and public spaces. Indicator 9, ordered urban expansion. This measures how rational and planned a city's expansion toward its periphery is. Chihuahua, Culiacan, Irapuato, and Durango achieved the highest scores with moderate urban growth rates and well-connected continuous expansion. Indicator 10, park coverage. This measures how well-distributed public spaces, parks, plazas, and green areas are across a city's quadrants. Guadalajara led with 68% coverage. San Jose, Tecate, and Panama City also showed outstanding results. Indicator 11, park identity. This evaluates whether a city's main parks are recognized, valued, and visited by the community, measuring their rating on digital platforms like Google Maps. Panama City stood out with Parque Omar, Plaza Herrera, and Plaza Francia, achieving the maximum score of 9 out of 10. Resilient city, green, blue, and environmental infrastructure. Indicator 12, blue or green infrastructure coverage. This measures the presence, continuity, and protection of natural assets, rivers, streams, hills, forests, mangroves, and lagoons within the urban area. Panama City led with 66% coverage, thanks to its coastal belt, the Metropolitan Park, and Cerro Ancon. Indicator 13, environmental identity. This evaluates whether a city's environmental assets are recognized, promoted, and valued as public spaces and tourism destinations. Panama City again achieved the highest score with 9 out of 10. Transparent City. Governance, finance, and digitalization. Indicator 14, municipal financial strength. This integrates three dimensions: budget per inhabitant, budget per square kilometer, and the municipality's financial independence, measured by the percentage of own revenue versus state or federal transfers. Guadalajara and Monterrey led this indicator. In contrast, cities like Desamparados or Liberia showed a high dependence on external transfers. Indicator 15, Digital City Hall and Municipal Web Portal. This evaluates the quality of the municipal web portal as an instrument of transparency, efficiency, and citizen access. It considers the existence of digital one-stop service windows, geospatial data viewers, and the overall quality of the website. Santa Ana in Costa Rica ranked first in this indicator, with a digital portal recognized as a regional benchmark. Guadalajara and Monterrey followed. Chapter 3. The results, the Smart Cities Ranking. Here are the results. Let us review the performance of the 23 evaluated cities across each category and the global ranking of the Smart Cities Index. Startup City, Talent and Innovation. First place went to Guadalajara with 89 points out of 100, a city that leads in university offerings, cultural experiences, formal businesses, and collaborative economy. In second place, Guatemala City with 88 points. Third, Antigua Guatemala with 80, and fourth, Panama City with 69. At the lower end of this category, we find cities like Desamparados with 33 points and Magdalena de Quino with 17, mostly smaller cities with limited services and reduced economic scale. Mobile City, Mobility and Connectivity. Guadalajara leads again with 90 points. Its combination of high density, strong road connectivity, and innovative transport systems positions it as the most mobile city in the region. In second place, Guatemala City with 77 points. Third, Torreon with 74. Panama City and San Jose follow closely. At the lower end are Desamparados and Antigua, dense cities, but with deficient road networks or limited transport infrastructure. Accessible city, public space, and housing. Here the landscape shifts. Panama City climbs to first place with 64 points, driven by its park infrastructure and the quality of its public spaces. Puerto Cortez follows with 62 points. San Jose ranks fifth, standing out particularly in park coverage and distribution. Resilient city, environmental infrastructure. Panama City takes first place with 71 points, thanks to its extraordinary coverage of green and blue infrastructure and the recognition of its environmental assets. Culiacan, Torreon, and Tecate follow. It is notable that mid-sized cities like Tecate or Puerto Cortez achieved high scores simply by activating natural assets they already had: rivers, mangroves, hills, and linear parks. Transparent City, Digital Governance. Santa Ana, Costa Rica, leads with 77 points, driven by its excellent web portal and high levels of relative financial strength. Guadalajara ranks second with 78 points. Santo Domingo and San Jose follow, cities that have made a strong commitment to digitizing their municipal services. The global ranking, Smart Cities Index. And finally, the result that combines all five dimensions into a single score out of a maximum of 500 points. In 23rd place, Magdalena de Quino with 149 points. In 22nd place, Desamparados with 184 points, a city that, despite its high density, faces significant gaps in mobility, startup culture, and governance. In 10th place, Chihuahua with 258 points. In ninth place, Antigua, Guatemala with 273 points. In sixth place, Culiacan with 276 points. In fifth place, Guatemala City with 327 points. In fourth place, San Jose with 330 points, Costa Rica's capital, recognized as a technology and financial hub, with strengths in governance and resilience. In third place, Panama City, with 332 points, a city that leads in accessibility, environmental resilience, and financial strength. In second place, Monterrey, with 346 points, Mexico's industrial capital, with a world-class innovation and education ecosystem, and the number one city in the Smart Cities Index for Mexico and Central America. First edition, Guadalajara, with 354 points. The technology capital of Mexico, the creative center of the West, a city that combined the highest startup score, the strongest mobility in the region, solid digital governance, and a vibrant urban culture. Chapter 4. Recommendations by city. This index is not merely a ranking. It is fundamentally a roadmap. Here are some of the most significant territorial recommendations for a representative set of cities across the region. Guadalajara, consolidating its peripheral areas. Despite leading in nearly every category, the quadrant-by-quadrant analysis of Guadalajara reveals that its peripheral zones face significant deficits. In areas like the Huentitan Corridor, there is a clear need to develop trail systems along the edges of the national park and the canyons of the Santiago River. In the historic center, while road connectivity is optimal, no blue or green infrastructure is identified, a risk in the face of extreme weather events. San Jose, connecting its rivers to the city. Costa Rica's capital has an extraordinary opportunity in its rivers, the Tiribí, Torres, and Virilla, to create green corridors that connect neighborhoods, improve pedestrian mobility, and enhance climate resilience. Several areas of the city still lack sufficient neighborhood parks, and the road connectivity of peripheral quadrants requires long-term planning. Panama City, integrating nature into neighborhoods. Panama leads in resilience, but the territorial analysis shows that some intermediate quadrants, far from the coastal belt and the metropolitan park, have limited access to public spaces. The central recommendation is to create linear parks along the Juan Diaz River and other river corridors, turning water into an urban asset rather than a boundary. Desamparados, the challenge of density without infrastructure. Desamparados is the densest city in the index, but that density is not matched by the necessary infrastructure. Its road connectivity is the lowest of the 23 cities. Its quadrants urgently need long-term road expansion plans, green infrastructure systems that connect its three main rivers, the Tiribé, Jorco, and Cañas, and the creation of at least two neighborhood parks per quadrant. Antigua, Guatemala, preserving the magic, adding infrastructure. Antigua's colonial heritage is an incomparable asset, but the analysis shows that several quadrants lack a coherent road grid and a water management system that could leverage the Pensativo and Guacalate rivers. The recommendation is to design linear parks along these rivers that serve both as ecological infrastructure and recreational spaces complementing the tourism experience. Chapter 5. Conclusions. What smart cities tell us. After analyzing 23 cities, 15 indicators, and thousands of territorial quadrants, the Smart Cities Index for Mexico and Central America leaves us with conclusions that go far beyond the numbers. First conclusion, smart cities are not necessarily the largest ones. Scale does not guarantee urban intelligence. This is clearly demonstrated by Tecate, a Pueblo Mágico of 100,000 inhabitants that outperforms major metropolises in environmental resilience, and by Santa Ana, a Costa Rican canton of fewer than 60,000 people that leads in digital governance. What distinguishes smart cities is not their size, but their institutional capacity and their willingness to better manage what they already have. Second conclusion, the metropolitan dimension profoundly influences opportunities and challenges. Cities like San Jose, Desamparados, Santa Ana, Santo Domingo, and Mixco are, in practice, part of the same metropolitan area. Their opportunities and challenges cannot be understood in isolation. Policies on mobility, resilience, and governance require metropolitan coordination, a need that this index makes visible as a regional urgency. Third conclusion, public space and urban nature are undervalued assets. The accessible city and resilient city categories revealed a powerful pattern. Cities like Tecate, Panama, San Jose, Puerto Cortez, and Monterrey achieved high rankings simply by activating environmental assets that already existed. Rivers, mangroves, linear parks, green belts. There was no need to invent anything. All it took was protecting, connecting, and better designing what nature had already provided. Fourth conclusion, a single well-designed project can transform a city. The territorial analysis demonstrates that reforming an entire city is not necessary to improve its urban performance. A linear park along a polluted river can become the axis of neighborhood regeneration. A well-planned cycling lane can connect two previously isolated zones. A well-designed municipal web portal can transform the relationship between citizens and their government. Scale matters less than intention. Fifth conclusion, urban resilience marks a rising trend in the region. Several cities have learned to leverage their geography to generate green infrastructure and iconic natural spaces. Tecate with the Tijuana River, Panama with its coastal belt, San Jose with its historic parks, Torreon with its potential along the Nazas River. This trend, still in its early stages, points in the right direction. Sixth conclusion, the methodology confirms its utility. The coherent patterns found across very different cities confirm the robustness of the method. The index can be replicated, expanded, and refined. 45 additional cities are already planned for the next phase. The historic urbanism of Latin America represents one of the most successful examples of integration between urban hardware and software. Our colonial plazas, our human-scale streets, our vibrant markets, all are evidence that the region once knew how to build smart cities. The challenge today is to revitalize that accumulated knowledge and amplify it with the tools the 21st century offers. Artificial intelligence, open data, sustainable mobility, green infrastructure, and above all, citizens who take ownership of their neighborhoods. Those cities that succeed in combining historical best practices with technologies that address their most pressing challenges, preserving their identity while renewing their social and political dynamics, will be the ones that attract the greatest investment, talent, and human capital. And as a result, they will offer a more prosperous and fulfilling quality of life for their residents, entrepreneurs, and visitors. Innovation is the future. Closing. This has been the audiobook of the Smart Urban Growth Index for Mexico and Central America, first edition, published by the Friedrich Naumann Foundation for Freedom and its Smart Cities Network. Its principal authors are Marco Martinez O'Daly and Sarai Dominguez, with contributions from Aireli Iracheta, David Soria, and Marisa Krienert. The index uses geospatial and statistical information current through 2024, complemented by digital sources available through July 2025. Its next edition is planned for 2027. To consult the full document, the territorial maps by city, and the detailed quadrant-by-quadrant recommendations, please access the printed version through the Friedrich Naumann Foundation for Freedom, Central America office. Thank you for listening.